Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, coming to you from the new MHA studios, and I got a very short episode for you guys today. It's just me, no guests, you know, with the holidays. Don't want to add too much pressure on anybody else or myself, and just going to keep it nice, short, and sweet. And I figured that I'd take a little inventory with everything that's going on this year. Hard to believe that the year started with Walsh Wednesday being done in my parents' family room to now working here in this beautiful studio provided by MHA, you know, now being able to work here as their social media manager, but at the same time, continue doing CMJW Entertainment, continue doing Walsh Wednesday and all these various things that you guys see at various events or things behind the scenes that you don't always get to see. It's been a really insane year. I'll admit I'm tired, but I am energetic at the same time, if that makes sense. I am so blessed and so grateful for every opportunity that's come through this year. Honestly, none of the success of Walsh Wednesday reviving, you know, coming back after 3-4 year hiatus or any of the other stuff that I did with CMJW Entertainment, it wouldn't have been possible without people believing in me, whether it's, you know, people who have sponsored this series or people who have donated to the GoFundMe or, you know, just support from family, friends, my girlfriend, business collaborators, whether it's people that I'm DJing an event for or it's somebody that I'm helping produce a new podcast. It's been a year of endless opportunities. It's funny, I was just in Town Square again for a piece that we were doing with MHA. MHA and Foam and Wash Car Wash were having this collaboration and we got to celebrate it and I shot video of it. But it was just so weird to be back there at Town Square a little more than a year later. You know, the fact that I was laid off there, I didn't know what I was going to do. I started my own company and here I am. And honestly, the whole experience is just so surreal. It's kind of odd that that all happened today and here I am recording this, but it just goes to show you, you never know where something's going to take you, you know? Because a year ago, I really had no idea what I was doing. But I knew I couldn't stay in the same place and I had to keep moving. From all the new friends that I've made along the way, the new shows that I've helped out with, you know, Vital Women and Behind the Lashes, two new shows that I'm helping to produce, all the work that I'm doing here at MHA. Again, thank you to Andrew O'Grady for, you know, believing in me and taking me on and giving us this beautiful studio space to work with. And we're going to be creating some incredible work with MHA, from new podcasts, new social media campaigns. We're talking about some really cool events as well. I'm really excited to see what 2026 has to offer. But again, from the bottom of my heart, I am just so grateful. Thank you for watching or listening all these episodes this year, or just simply checking out the clips, or seeing me at an event, whatever it is. I am just blown away by how much that's happened in one single year. But one thing I gotta say, I put my nose to the grindstone. I really worked at it. You know, at the beginning of the year, I was door dashing every night, just trying to make ends meet. And now I'm in a very comfortable place. And hey, life changes. It goes up and down constantly. And I know right now I'm on an upswing and I'm going to appreciate it, enjoy the moment for as long as I can. So for anybody out there who might be struggling and they're in a bit of a downswing, you know, things change. Life comes in waves. It's always going to be going through in cycles. And if you just hang in there, if you just stay, and things will get better and you'll be able to feel some of the progress and success and the light that's coming your way. As great as this year has been, there's been a lot of trials and tribulations that led to this moment. And, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But I can at least look back at 2025 and say that I really gave my all and I'm grateful for staying present and staying available through everything to now lead into 2026 in this beautiful way. So again, family, friends, sponsors, business collaborators, just even if I had a conversation with you, just in passing, thank you for contributing to this year. Again, I'm rambling at this point, but I'm really grateful and I just want to pass it along to you. Before we completely wrap things up, I wanted to end this episode with a little story. A few years ago, I wrote a rendition of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," but made it about the Hudson Valley. I would like to read an updated version of that for you, and hopefully you introduce this into your home with all of your loved ones for the holiday season. And here we are. "Twas the Night Before Christmas in the Hudson Valley." "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the valley, all the good boys and girls prepared for this year's finale. The stockings were hung by the tree with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Or maybe Paul Rudd, Jeffrey Dean Morgan too, with treats from Samuel's Sweet Shop for your sweet tooth. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Stewart's ice cream danced in their heads. I poured some Hudson whiskey for a quick nightcap, taking a break after the presents we wrapped. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my seat to see what was the matter. The house was dark, the air had a chill. I wondered, did I forget to pay the Central Hudson bill? I peered out the window in fear of something malign, but all seemed to be quiet right off of Route 9. But then from above, I heard from the roof what sounded like bells and the prancing of hoofs. I threw on my slippers and my old CIA sweater, thinking to myself, this night couldn't get any better. I sprang from the door with such a haste that I nearly knocked my MHA wreath right out of its place. Out to the lawn, holding my bat to my ear, which I once got signed by the Renegades one year. I looked upon my roof, and what did I see? But 9 tiny reindeer, all smiling at me. I saw Dasher, saw Dancer, saw Prancer and Vixen. 'Twas Comet, 'twas Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. And right in the front, wouldn't you know, was Rudolph the reindeer with his shiny red nose. What up, I called, nonchalant in my tone, when a jolly old man from the sled had arose. Are you St. Nick? I asked him in wonder. He smiled and laughed with joyous thunder.
Oh, ho, ho, nah, yeah, it's me,
he said, and then a snort. Wouldn't you know, St. Nick's from New York. Let me tell you, son, my back is hurting like hell. Do this for 2,000 years, you'd be hurting as well. I could use a break, but I can't dilly-dally. I still need to visit the entire Hudson Valley. Then a crazy thought appeared in my head. I wondered if I could take over the sled. I know this valley like the back of my hand, from Kingston to New Paltz, Poughkeepsie to Highland. Let me drive the sleigh and give you a break. I can be Santa for the Hudson Valley's sake.
Hey, you got spirit and holiday cheer. I should know. I've been watching all year. Let's get you in the sleigh, get you all strapped, and I'll run inside and take a quick Christmas nap.
So there in the sleigh, I loaded my gear. I put on the robes while the hat covered my ears. We flew through the valley, quickly we rode, visiting Saugerties to Beacon, Wappingers to Marlborough, from the Hudson Highlands to the Catskills, everywhere in between. I visited each house without being seen. A VR set for Sally, a new phone for Sue, a new bike for Billy, a Labubu for Drew. When we were all done, we rode back to my house, where I found Santa sprawled out on my couch.
You did a great job,
he said when he awoke. I did my best, I said. I tried hard not to choke.
I'm getting older, and this is a huge burden that weighs. Would you come and assist me each year in the sleigh?
From that moment on, I became his co-captain. Each year we would fly and make the holidays happen. So as we prepare to make this year's faithful flight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Thanks for listening, and we're excited to see what happens in 2026. Stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, we're glad we get to spend some time. And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, the MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, Vivash MedSpa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time. Ooh.
This winter and holiday season, let's remember something simple but powerful. Check in on your neighbors. A quick hello, a phone call, or even a smile can make a world of difference. This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at Mental Health America of Dutchess County. When we reach out, we're not just helping others, we're helping ourselves. Staying connected is one of the best ways to boost our mental health and well-being. At Mental Health America of Dutchess County, we believe in building a community where no one feels alone. So take a moment today, make sure you pass along a kind gesture, because kindness is contagious and connection matters. Who knows, maybe that person you made smile will do the same to somebody else. From all of us at MHA of Dutchess County, we wish you the happiest of holidays. And remember, we want you to be your best you possible.
Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
A message from Dutchess Beer Distributors. Dutchess Beer Distributors presents Football Face-Off. Come on out to your favorite Hudson Valley bars and restaurants where you can win free Bud Light and neutral seltzers. You can check out the events calendar to see where Dutchess Beer Distributors will be next in the description of this episode.
Walsh Wednesday wants to give a big thank you to Prime Storage. It's the end of the year, and you may need to free up space for guests for the holidays, store seasonal decorations, secure valuables, and maybe even hide the presents. A temporary storage unit can help declutter a home, protect fragile items during a busy period, and provide a convenient way to organize and transition belongings before, during, and after the festive season. Whatever the reason, Prime Storage makes storage simple through seamless service, flexible rental options, and facilities conveniently located throughout the United States and Canada. By using our link in the description of this episode, you will get one free month of storage, plus you'll save 15% on rental rates. Make the holiday season simpler and store with Prime Storage. Up next, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications.
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Women-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit PRwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.